Let's go to Loretta in Long Island. She's got a question about water. Are you there, Loretta?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Dr. Martin.
How you doing? Good, thank you.
I came in contact with someone who is selling a water filtration system, and I can't remember the name of the company.
Okay.
But the pH level is 9.0,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking of getting it. It sounded like a really good idea considering how terrible our water system is in New York.
Well,
hold on
just a second. Let me bring you up to date on a couple of things.
Okay.
First of all, this would be what's called alkaline water, because most of the water would be acid. That's a good thing. But the word you used was filtration. See, and what you when you
I might be using the wrong word.
Well, I just if it's just filtered, it's not going to be able to clear pesticides and heavy metals from the water. If it's purified and then it's alkalinized, this may be a good deal. It just depends on what they're doing with the water to begin with.
Okay.
That's the question you want to ask. And this could be a good thing, although when you alkalinize the water like this, it's going to taste different, look different, and it may be harder making beverages for the family and using this. I myself use a really good ozonated spring water, and the ozone, of course, makes sure that any bugs in the water are killed.
Okay.
So it's a wonderful feature. However, if you have purified water, you've also well covered with that issue. And so it just depends on what he's doing. And you need to be sure that if the unit is not up to par, it has some way of telling you that you're not getting this purified ideal water because you didn't change the cartridges or whatever. It needs to be pretty brain dead to use. Okay, Loretta?
Okay, I got you.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Bye now.